tomorrow night we are going to make the first Teravih, inshallah. And Monday we will be fasting. And your iftar is already ready. We have passed many Ramadans together. As I am 90, this may be my last Ramadan together. So maybe on that occasion we could be a little bit more careful. Allah Ta'ala in Surah Baqarah addresses us, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, my Efendi Rahmatullah Aleyh used to say, when you are reading the Quran al-Kareem, which is another miracle of the Shahr Ramadan, because that is when it started coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the revelation. He used to say that when you read the Quran and you come to an ayat which starts, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, open your ears, open your heart, because you individually are being called upon, are being talked to, that inshallah one day that we will all, when we are addressed, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, we will remember the sound in Alame Arba before we came to this land, that Allah Ta'ala addressed us and said, am I not your Lord? And like in the Hajj, when you hear that voice, I think with all our being we should respond, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, I am here, my Lord, and I am listening. So he says that he has made it an obligation to the believers, to you who he is addressing. And when he addresses you as Amanu, as a mu'min, that is the greatest honor which you are paid. That is almost the key of paradise. It is a special month. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, everything has a beginning. And the beginning of ibadat, of worship, is fasting. Because you cannot be a hypocrite and fast. Because it is a secret thing between you and Allah Ta'ala, and nobody else knows that you are fasting or not. So that is why Allah Ta'ala also says that fasting is between me and my servant. And if my servant does a good deed benefiting somebody else, I give him 10 times what he has given for my sake to somebody else. But the fasting which he does for myself, only I know what I will give to him. And the Arif has spent many hundreds of years to figure out the mystery of the situation, because the only reward for our good deeds comes from Allah Ta'ala, from no one else. And why does Allah Ta'ala say that only the reward of fasting I give, and I know what it is? Finally, the Arif has come to decide that on the day of Yawm al-Din, every sin is going to be cancelled by a good deed which you have done. But when it comes to the deed of fasting, Allah Ta'ala is not going to use it at all for cancelling your gift, that it will not be cancelled, disappeared. It will always stay as a good deed. Fasting, Rasulullah says, is a manifestation of a character which Allah Ta'ala esteems good, which is sabr, which is patience. And patience is half of faith. Fasting is our sword in our hands, in our fight against our nafs ammara. So, it suffices not, nor to a dervish, nor even to a Muslim, just simply not eat and drink and abstain from having sex. Because if you just not eat and drink and abstain from sex, that is your animal soul which is fasting. Because the characteristic of an animal is he lives to eat, to drink, and to have sex. And if you abstain from eating, drinking, and having sex, that is your animal soul which is fasting. Now, it is said, I think it is Imam An-Nasafi who has said, that those who just abstain from those three things, is benefiting the food, the water, enters your body, it is transformed into blood, and it goes to the heart eventually, and from the heart is distributed to all parts of the body to sustain it and to keep it alive. And it is believed that the place of the animal soul is the heart. Now, for those who just not eat and drink and have sex, it is not really in vain. Because eventually what happens, that the heart purifies when it is fasting the food and the drink, and then some vapor goes into the brain which it's believed to be the home of the human soul. And in there, from the nervous system, is spread to all of the body. And eventually, this effort of simply not eating and drinking, it seems it will bring us to a level where we could fast with our human soul. And when one fasts with one's human soul, no longer one just abstains from eating and drinking, but all one's members, one's eyes, one's ears, one's tongue speaking, one's hands, one's feet fast. The eye does not look at anything from which it doesn't take a lesson. The ear doesn't hear anything from which he takes a lesson. The hand does not slap anyone, does not take anything from anyone, but he caresses and wipes the tears from the eyes of the sad one and gives to the ones who are in need. The feet doesn't bring you to the bar, to the gambling house, but it brings you to the mosques. And you are dervishes, and you have taken your religion sincerely, and you have made it the goal of your life to fight against your private ego, your egos. When the ego is left hungry, the rest of you, your soul, is well fed. So perhaps this Ramadan, in addition of not eating and drinking, we should also fast with our eyes, with our ears, with our hands, with our language, with our feet, to be heedful and make those organs only do the things which Allah Ta'ala asks us to do, and do not let them do things which Allah Ta'ala has forbade us to do. And may Allah Ta'ala make our task easy. Amen. Salaamu alaikum. I heard the azan. The most critical thing, physically speaking, is going to be the lack of sleep. And I was talking with my wife, I cannot imagine that it would ever be possible to go to bed before midnight during Ramadan. So try your best to somehow make up, you know, for your lack of sleep in normal times during the day, to find some time to rest, make siestas, which is a sunnah, you know, at one time or another. And may Allah make our duties easy. Amen. And I heard the azan. I think we should do our prayer and go home. And we should exercise our jumhur tonight. There is nothing against it, is there? Mm-hmm. Hmm?